Okay, so we're holding a page 31 in the Sefer on Beis Levi on Anava, continuing with this topic of how a Baal Gaiva is judged. And we left off with a question yesterday, which Mirtz Hashem will answer today. Learning as always should be as Chosi Lenishmas Adir Chava Chaim Shem and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be as Chos for Fur Shlema, Doi Ben Menorachel, Chanaleah Bashay Dorachel, and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as Chos for all those in the Makam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So yesterday we said we didn't understand how the Gemara explains what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to help out a sinner. Because on the one hand, it says Noisei Avon, that he lifts it up. It sounds like he lifts up the scale, which makes sense, the side of the sin. But the other one says Yichbei Shemaneseinu, that he pushes down. Now, if he pushes down the side of the scale that has the Averis on it, then he's making that heavy, which means he's finding the person guilty. How does that shtim with us understanding that Hashem is sort of looking past our averus? So he started to explain yesterday that the punishment of a person depends on the impact that he has on the world. And on the physical world, we don't really see it. But in the spiritual worlds, and there are numerous spiritual worlds, it has a very, very strong impact. However, the higher you go, the less of an impact it has. So it's almost like firing a bullet. And the bullet is going into sheetrock. So in the beginning, the bullet's going to make a hole in the sheetrock. But eventually, if it's thick enough, the sheetrock is going to stop the bullet. So the bullet won't necessarily be able to go all the way through. It's a similar idea where, again, and this is Kabbalistic for sure, but the pogrom that you did in the upper worlds, what it's calling the upper worlds, is not going to make an impact all the way through to the highest level. So he says, Rak ikar ha'einish, the punishment that a person gets, magiyolai, that reaches him, al pogmoy b'maisav harayim, is for the mum that you caused, the pogrom that you caused in the world. V'ilamayis elyonim, in the upper worlds, k'mavur b'tzvarim, like it's brought down in the Svarim. Amnam, however, yesh elamayis gavayim ma'oid, there are extremely high levels, worlds on extremely high levels, asher sham ein magiyah pogrom klal limaaseh adam, that are not affected at all by a person's actions. V'hema alma deferu, and that's called the world of freedom. So the two, essentially what we're saying is there's a whole bunch of worlds in the middle that get impacted when you do an Aveira. But on the extreme, you have this world where there's not much of an impact, and you have the highest world where there's not much of an impact. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would focus on one of those two worlds, the highest or the lowest, you wouldn't be deserving of such a punishment because there's really no pagam. And that's what he means when he says pushes up or pushes down. Or lifts up rather, or pushes down. This is what they're arguing about. One says he pushes down. Hashem judges someone. He judges him based on this world. So when Hashem is looking at the evidence, they call you to a din Torah in Shemayim, and they say, bring forth the impact, that the negative impact that this person had. So they basically, Hashem pushes the Avera down and looks at it as if the impact it had on this world, minimal, and therefore the punishment is minimal. The Yoreh L'Sham B'Shoftei, and Hashem goes down into this world physically, and Hashem judges us there, Ve'ena Einesh Gadol Kol Kach, and obviously it's not so severe. The Chad Omar, and the other one says, Noisei, that Hashem lifts up, Shemagbiyah Ad Olam, he takes it up all the way to that highest world, Shemagiyah L'Sham HaPagam, the Pagam doesn't reach there. And there is where Hashem judges you, as the pasuk says, the very famous pasuk, "Vayigba Hashem Tzavakayis b'Mishpat," that Hashem, the master of legions, will become raised up through judgment, is talking about going up into the highest world and looking at the impact there. Hu be'er nachan shemat of zekama. This is the correct explanation that I heard a long time ago. And now, what does this have to do with gaiva? Okay, it's a very nice pshat, especially Yom Noraim. Is that we have an understanding of the psukim that we're going to say by Tashlich, Yichbay Shavayin or Noisei Avoin, we understand that. But what does this have to do with being a Baal Gaiva? So he says, Hine b'mesechtes Rosh Hashanah daf yet zayin is, it's brought down in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Noisei Avoin, who does Hashem pardon an Avera for? L'she'eris nachlasa, only for someone who is a remnant of his nachala. What does that mean? Let me know, say Avon, let me show Kishirayan. Only to someone who makes himself like a remnant, meaning someone who considers himself to be insignificant. He is someone that is worthy of judgment this way. All right, the Gaiva Eina Noisei, So if someone has gaiva, it doesn't get lifted up. V'gam kaivishene, and it doesn't get pushed down. Ki ein ani v'hu yichayel l'debarlam. Why? Very, very beautiful. Why does Hashem not come down to this world to judge him? Because of that famous maamar in the Gemara that Hashem says about a baal gaiva, I cannot exist, coexist in the same world as a baal gaiva. So Hashem is going to judge you in one of those middle worlds where the pagam that you caused with your averus is going to be very severe, and it's going to be a very severe punishment. So gaiva is going to prevent Hashem from pushing down the avera and from judging you in this world. Ki ein ani v'hu yichayel l'debarlam. And therefore, Magia gets a greater punishment. The place of judgment for a Baal Gaiva is in the middle world, that a person caused a mum over there. So it's a very scary idea for a Baal Gaiva, but he's basically saying that you have two people who did the same types of Averas, and yet the Baal Gaiva did one Aver, he took a bridge too far. He has Gaiva. And that gaiva now is going to cause that his averus are judged in a different courtroom, in a different setting. So lahavdil, there was a big machlokes by O.J. Simpson where that trial should be held, because some wanted a whole have that trial in a white community, and some wanted to have it in a black community. And we understand now, looking back afterwards, exactly what the thought was. But depending on the community and depending on the pool of jurors, you can have a different kind of judgment. So lahavdil elef avdalos, but we're saying a similar idea. Depending on where Hashem judges you is going to determine how severe the punishment is going to be. If Hashem is noisei avoin and lifts you up to the highest world, or yichbosh avoin eseinu down to the lowest world, you get a different kind of judgment than if he judges you in one of those middle worlds. How do you zoyche to that? Anava. And that's why it's so important for a person to remain an anav.